What do you want?
Nachos, Red Hots, Milk Duds, popcorn, and a slushie.
What are you doing? Building an ass bomb? Pick two.
Okay, popcorn and Milk Duds.
Fine.
Large popcorn.
Okay.
But I'll still need a slushie so I don't choke to death on a Milk Dud.
All right.
And ask him to pump nacho cheese in the popcorn.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a date tonight.
That reminds you?
Yeah. And I'm gonna need your help.
My help?
Next.
Hang on. A large popcorn with cheese, a large slushie, and a jumbo box of Milk Duds. You want anything? My treat?
I'm okay. I'll just eat whatever lands on the kid's shirt.
You're gonna go hungry.
That's it. So what about this date?
Well, she's got a friend visiting from out of town. I said, fine, you know, two's company, three's a sandwich. But for some reason, she insists on the friend having her own date.
So you're asking me?
Yeah.
The two of us out making the scene with a couple of hot chicks?
Oh, Lord, never mind.
Don't be silly. It'll be fun. We never double.
That's not an accident, Alan.
Oh, come on. Please, please, please.
All right. Save your begging for the date.
I never beg. I grovel. I guess I'll have to find a babysitter for Jake.
I don't need a babysitter. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried about my house. It's $24.50.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, jeez.
What?
I walked out of the house without my wallet. Can you believe it?
Strangely enough, I can. $24.50, please.
Hang on. I know what happened. Because you drove, it didn't occur to me to pick up my wallet.
The only reason I drove is because you said your car was low on gas. $24.50, please. Just a minute. You said you'd pay for parking, which you now won't be able to do because you forgot your wallet.
But don't make a big deal of it. I'll pay for parking next time.
That's what you said last time.
Yes, but this time I forgot my wallet.
$24.50, please.
A crowd of people wait behind them.
Fine, I'll pay.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you throw in a bagel dog, make it an even 30?
Handsome Charlie Harper, his weedy brother Alan, and Alan's chubby son Jake are wearing tuxedos and singing into an old-fashioned mic. Two and a Half Men. Jake watches telly.
Okay, Uncle Charlie and I are leaving now.
Bye.
I'm trusting you to act responsibly and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Okay.
You know, this is a real turning point for you. You're taking care of yourself. You're becoming a man.
You too.
Jake's fixed on the telly.
Boy, it seems like only yesterday that I was bringing you home from the hospital. You were like a little wrinkly pig with colic.
Yeah, are you going or not?
Charlie enters.
You ready? Hang on.
Alan embraces Jake.
Goodbye, my son.
Save it for the date, Dad.
Jake grimaces. His face is squished in Alan's embrace.
Don't burn the place down, and if you do, don't be here when I get back.
The men stride to the door.
He knows to drink the cheap scotch, not the single malt, right?
That's not funny.
I'm not joking. He's probably just gonna mix it with Hawaiian punch anyway.
At the restaurant, Charlie's ample-chested date puts down her spoon.
Oh, God, I am so full. I don't think I could put another thing in my mouth.
Hope that's just a figure of speech.
She slaps his arm playfully.
This is such a beautiful restaurant. They don't have anything like this back home.
Really? They don't have nice restaurants in Idaho?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we have a TGI Fridays and an Applebee's. But you never see movie stars like we did here.
Nina, they're just regular people.
And technically, I wouldn't call Geraldo Rivera a movie star.
Well, I thought it was very exciting. And since I'm only in town for the weekend, I think we should go absolutely crazy tonight.
Charlie shrugs.
Is it too late to switch dates?
Oh, I'm up for that.
No kidding.
As long as we can switch back.
Alan, I believe it's time we get the check.
Agreed.
Check, please.
Be right back.
Whoa, where are you going?
The little boy's room.
He means the little cheap room.
What's that, Charlie?
Nothing. Excuse me.
Back home, we just call it the crapper.
Blonde Nina flashes a toothy grin. In the crapper, Alan stands before a mirror inspecting his teeth. Putting his mouth under the tap, he fills his cheeks with water and gargles. Charlie stands in the doorway watching his brother swill the water around his mouth and pick his teeth.
I thought you had to pee.
I did. I do. I am.
Alan rushes to the urinal. Charlie saunters towards him and steps up to the one next to him. Alan looks over at Charlie uncomfortably, and Charlie stares at him while unbuttoning his trousers. They both look back at the wall. Alan looks down at his plumbing and then stares straight ahead. Charlie scrutinizes him. Alan fidgets.
Nice girls.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Alan gives his brother a sideways glance and then quickly looks down. He glances away, then drops his head back and opens his mouth. Alan glances at Charlie, and Charlie gives him a tight-jawed stare. Alan sighs and looks away. He leans into the urinal and shakes. Charlie looks down at him, his brow furrowed. Alan smiles at his brother, who sighs. Alan shakes again, in front of the urinal.
No matter how you shake and dance, the last few drops fall on your pants.
Alan smiles stupidly at the unimpressed Charlie.
Maybe you shouldn't wear khakis.
Charlie smirks as Alan gives up and does up his trousers. Following his cue, Charlie does the same. They stand before the two sinks. Charlie washes his hands. Eyeing him, Alan turns off his tap and touches his belly.
Uh-oh.
Alan rushes into a cubicle. Charlie turns around.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Amazing.
This might take a while, Charlie.
All right. Let's play.
Charlie steps into the cubicle next to Alan.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Okay.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
This might take a while.
Charlie crosses his feet. Jake eats popcorn in front of the telly.
Where's Jennifer?
She went into the caretaker's shack to look for Corey.
Okay. You stay here. I'll go find her.
No, I'm coming with you.
Will you people quit going into the caretaker's shack?
Corey? Are you in here?
No, you idiot. Corey's been dead for an hour.
Corey?
Man, should have went to bed.
Behind Jake, brunette Rosie slips through the door and quietly approaches him. He holds a bowl of popcorn between his knees and is absorbed in the movie. She taps him on the shoulder, giving him a fright. Jake jumps.
Are you crazy?
Well, there are several schools of thought on that. So, your dad let you stay by yourself tonight, huh?
Why not? I'm old enough. I don't need a babysitter.
Okay. Well then, I'll leave you to your movie.
Wait, you don't have to go. Want a pop tart?
He offers one.
Sure, why not? So, what do I need to know?
Well, basically when a guy has half a face, you leave him alone.
Rosie nods. In the men's room, Charlie and Alan are in the cubicles.
Charlie, you still there?
I told you, it might take a while.
Well, I guess this train isn't ready to leave the station.
They stand up and step out of their respective cubicles.
You know what they say? Better to be on the toilet and not have to go than to have to go and not be on the toilet.
Really? And who says that?
I don't know. It's folk wisdom.
Alan rubs his hands under the running water and watches Charlie, who turns on his tap. Alan dispenses soap into his hands, and Charlie copies him, looking at him with a forced grin. They stand at their respective sinks, washing their hands.
The liquid soap is a nice idea for the house, don't you think?
I guess.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. You know, you wash your hands with a bar of soap, you're passing your germs on to the next guy, but with the liquid soap, it's not an issue.
Charlie nods, his brow furrowed. He blows through his lips.
Good idea. I'll tell Berta to pick up some liquid soap.
Great.
Charlie has worked his soap into a thick white lather.
How funny is Berta?
She is a pistol.
Charlie rinses the soap from his hands, and Alan gives a sigh of relief and shakes the excess water from his. They stand facing each other, towels folded neatly on the counter between them. Alan grabs a towel, and so does Charlie. Alan's smile fades when he sees the meticulous way Charlie is drying his hands. Alan begins to wipe between each finger with his hand towel.
Don't want to get athlete's hand.
He does small rubbing movements with the towel between his fingers, then rubs his palms. Charlie holds his own towel, watching him. With a sigh, Alan goes to put his towel in the bin. He hesitates, waiting for Charlie. Finally, he concedes and throws in the towel. Charlie throws his afterwards. Alan turns towards the door. He uses the hand dryer.
Another good idea for the house.
They head into the restaurant. Alan puts his hands to his tummy.
Uh-oh. Don't even think about it.
An empty table.
Where'd they go?
Your lady friends left about 20 minutes ago.
What? Why?
They said something about life being too short.
Are you happy? All right, just give me the check, which you and I will split.
Not necessary. Mr. Rivera took care of it before he left with the ladies. I guess they'll find out how at large he really is.
Unbelievable.
I know.
We got a free dinner.
Rosie and Jake eat popcorn and watch telly. Jake flinches.
Boy, college students are really stupid.
Rosie shakes her head, her eyes fixed on the telly.
If you shouldn't run with scissors, you definitely shouldn't run with hedge clippers.
I can't believe I missed out on a sure thing because I was sitting on the can listening to you not take a crap.
You're actually blaming me because I had to go to the bathroom.
You didn't have to go to the bathroom. You were just trying to stick me with the check.
Oh, I see. So you know my bowels better than I do.
I will when I pull them out through your nostrils.
Well, I don't have to listen to this.
What's your hurry? You see a check coming?
Charlie storms after Alan.
What do you think? Should we watch the rest of the movie?
Might as well. I'm not gonna sleep tonight anyway.
In Alan's room.
Leave me alone, Charlie.
No. Let's get this out in the open.
There's nothing to get out in the open. I had to go to the bathroom, and even though I don't have as much money as you, I was fully prepared to split the check. Not quite 50-50, because, you know, you had the better wine and your date had two appetizers, but my fair share.
What are you doing?
What do you think?
Alan, you can sit, but you can't hide.
I'm going to shower and get ready for bed.
You're kidding. You're just going to walk away from me?
Well, Charlie, when you're being irrational, you leave me no choice.
I'm not being irrational. You want to see irrational? Here's irrational. Yeah!
Charlie shakes the chest of drawers. The boxes and lamp on top tumble to the floor. Charlie runs his hands through his hair.
Great. My lamp.
He picks up his lamp and notices cardboard stuck to the bottom. He pulls back the cardboard and peers inside. He raises his eyebrows and pulls out a folded-up ball of cash wrapped in an elastic band. He holds it up.
I don't freaking believe it.
He looks towards the bathroom door and slowly lowers the cash. He pops it in his back pocket and places the lamp back on the chest of drawers. He straightens the boxes on top and he leaves the room. Fully clothed, Alan steps out of the bathroom and looks for Charlie. He smiles to himself.
Charlie, the pizza's here!
Charlie wanders into the living room where Alan sits comfortably reading a book.
So it is.
Alan looks slowly at Charlie, then slaps his book shut.
Hey, why don't I get this one? Hey, why don't you?
Alan checks his pockets, his smile fading.
What? No wallet? I'll be right back. I'll wait.
Alan holds his head high and strides towards his bedroom. Charlie watches him go, then gets the door to the pizza man.
There you go, Mr. Harper. $22.75.
Thanks, Gordon.
Hang on.
Putting down the pizza, Charlie takes the wad of bills from his back pocket. Gordon watches him wide-eyed as he peels off several bills and hands them to him.
Keep the change.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Gordon, wait. You gotta hear something.
Hear what?
Shh. Wait for it.
Charlie smiles.
Is that it?
Yep. Thanks for waiting.
He hands Gordon another $20 bill and shuts the door. In his room, Alan throws the contents of his chest of drawers onto the floor. He looks in the boxes and climbs on top. Charlie holds the pizza behind him.
Looking for something?
Yeah, my wallet.
Charlie picks up his wallet from a bureau.
Here it is.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. The legendary lost wallet of Alan Harper.
Funny.
He opens it.
Oh my. There's no money in here.
No?
No. How are you gonna pay for the pizza, Alan? What is it, Alan? What do you have?
Nothing.
You sure?
Oh, where did you find that? I mean, what is that?
About $5,000 in small bills.
Wow, that much.
A little less since I paid for the pizza. And tipped the guy a 50.
You gave him a $50 tip?
Yep. Now I'm gonna go light my cigar with 100.
Wait. I just remembered. I lost a big roll of bills that looked a lot like that one.
Really? It's yours? I had no idea.
An honest mistake, gimme.
You can understand my confusion. I mean, a guy's got this kind of cash laying around, you'd think he'd be able to pay for his own freaking bagel dog.
You don't understand. The money isn't for me.
Really? Who's it for?
Old Alan.
Old Alan?
Yeah, you know, the Alan of the future.
You're kidding. They're still gonna have Alans in the future?
No, see, the thing is, I've been going through kind of a rough financial time since, well, high school. Anyway, it occurred to me that I could wind up an old man with no one to take care of me. I mean, who will old Alan be able to count on? Certainly not Jake, because, let's face it, his best hope of a steady income is if missing the toilet becomes a professional sport.
Charlie nods.
So I decided that whenever somebody in the office paid in cash, I'd put it away. Old Alan.
What about the IRS?
What about them? They don't care about old Alan.
Okay, let me get this straight. You're squirreling away money for old Alan while young Alan sponges off a dumb Charlie.
I wouldn't call you dumb. Sweet Charlie, loving Charlie. Can I have my money now?
You have a serious problem, my friend.
Yes, I do. No question. Now give me my money.
You need help.
I know, but who can afford it?
Charlie sits on the sofa holding the money.
Right. You know what I want you to do with this money?
Oh, come on, man. I'm already constipated.
You're gonna spend every penny.
But what about old Alan? What will he do?
Well, I'm guessing old Alan will be living on old Charlie's hide-a-bed until they bag him and tag him.
Alan sits.
Really? You mean, no matter what, I can always count on you?
Charlie tosses it at him.
Keep the money.
Alan hugs the money close to his chest, and Charlie leaves the room. At the cinema, old Alan, complete with wrinkles and white hair, serves nachos.
There you go. Enjoy your movie.
Charlie hasn't aged.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, bro. I'll take a big box of milk duds.
Sure. That's $25. Anything for your lady friend?
That's okay. She doesn't eat. Food. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. I can always count on you.
Come on, baby.
They leave.
Can you believe I'm older than him?
A heavyset Jake.
Boy, that's some hot chick.
Yeah.
Jake grabs a handful of popcorn.
Don't eat the popcorn, Jake.
Sorry, Dad.
He tosses it back and wipes his hands. Alan wakes. ITFC audio description.